Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Spawning, but let's get out to the phones. Go to Antoine in Baltimore. Antoine, thanks for holding. What is happening?
Hey, good morning, family. How y'all doing?
All wonderful. Right, Antoine.
Man, it's a great show as always. So, I do my good, bad, and ugly. The good thing was the Ravens ran Derrick Henry, and they was running and Keaton Mitchell. Good. I was loving it. I just wish they could have ran a little more, but heck, we did what we did.
Yeah, they ran it 40 times.
I know, and I loved it. The bad, outside of the officiating, we had a couple of blown coverages.
Yep.
And we were just letting whistles. And you know what? Really, all season, no one has gone deep on us, but Steelers decided to take advantage of it. And even though they had one wide receiver. And those referee calls, yes, they're calling the end zone. Yeah, that was real bad. Ugly. Did you see when the guy stepped back and they came flying at Falele and he whiffed him completely?
Yeah.
It was like, oh my gosh, realistically on a pass play. But the thing that I'm real concerned with a lot is Lamar's decision making. A lot of times when he steps out, I know he's scanning the field, and a lot of times I think he's just looking deep because there are just guys that are just standing open, and they're just like, what is he thinking? I know that pass rush was getting to him, and it's been getting to him a lot, but I think he just needs to process it a little faster, and, you know, we know we got the next four is our season. The next four is a season, and I think we can win. I believe we can win out. The defense is good. You know, we stick to what works for us, which is the running game, and get in some short passes and let us do our job.
Yeah.
So, guys, you have a great rest of the week. You know, I'm going to call y'all back next week. We'll talk it all again.
All right. Antoine, appreciate the call as always. Before we get to Kevin Ostreicher, when you watch the film, do you see Lamar missing open receivers? Or when the red zone, they don't get as open
Sometimes, Bob, like, Ali was in the flat one time wide open, and he might be looking at Zay, you know, because he missed Andrews a couple of times who was standing wide open.
Let's get out to the Window Nation guest hotline, and joining us as he does every Tuesday from USA Today, the Ravens Wire, Kevin Ostreicher. Kevin, good morning. Appreciate your time. Ravens sit here at 6-7. I don't think any of us would have seen this scenario being a reality back in mid-August, right?
No, you told me they would have had this record in August. I would have been like, what are you talking about? Look at the roster. Look at this. Look at that. And, you know, here we are. You know, the roster weaknesses have really played a part this year. Obviously, Lamar and his situation with injuries and whatnot. So, yeah, if you had told me back in August, I probably wouldn't have believed you.
Hey, Kevin, the thing that baffled me, because it was one of my keys, get pressure on Rodgers. I mean, they had one quarterback hit. They really never got after him.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty crazy to me. And, you know, the pass rush, we had seen the improvement. Against Cincinnati, it kind of took a little step back. And then I think we took another one against the Steelers. And I think, look, the play that kind of encapsulates it all to me is the first play of the third quarter where, you know.
Scrambled to the left.
Just looking for like what felt like an eternity. And then found DK Metcalf streaking down a little bit. And, you know, the Steelers' offense had really struggled to not only move the ball, but especially with the deep passing game. That was an offense that really didn't have any deep passes over the last month, and the Ravens allowed multiple. And part of that is, like, guys just can't cover for that long. And on that play to start the third quarter, I think the four that they had rushing were, I think it was Brent Urban, John Jenkins, I think Ajabo was in there.
Yeah.
I think Travis Jones was the last one.
I thought the same thing you did. I was like, the hell are you rushing with those four guys for?
Yeah, and it kind of, again, like, no one's really walking through that door right now. Like, you have what you have. I mean, Tavius Robinson, I guess, is Tavius Robinson the make or break between a Super Bowl and not for Baltimore right now. So, I mean, I agree with you. We're not getting a sack on Aaron Rodgers. It's pretty disappointing. And, you know, he was out there some instances looking like prime 2015 Aaron Rodgers, you know, scrambling around and, you know, running for a touchdown. Like, the Ravens needed to get more pressure on him. They let him get too comfortable, and it's unfortunate because their run defense was so good. But the pass defense was something that needed to be improved.
Kevin, now, what good quarterback have they beaten this year?
Because
they lost to the Bills, lost to the Lions, lost to the Chiefs, lost to the Texans, lost to the Rams, lost to the Bengals, lost to the Steelers. You know, so who have you, when you play a good quarterback, they can't win defensively.
Yeah, because it's been just going in order. It was Flacco, Brown's version of Joe Flacco in week two. And then, you know, I guess Caleb Williams and the Bears, I guess that would probably be my answer if I were to give you one. Because other than that, it was Gabriel / Sanders, Tyrod Taylor, J.J. McCarthy, and
Tua.
I know. Yeah, two of that. Yep. And I think, is that it or did I forget one? I think.
No, that's it. Think,
yeah. So my answer would be Caleb Williams if I were to give you one. But, you know, you're right. Like, you know, the Josh Allens, the Mahomeses, the Burrows, you know, any of those guys.
The guys that you'd be playing in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. And the splits, I know someone has put out, I think Marcus Mosier, who actually works with me on Locked On, he put out the splits, and it's night and day in their wins versus losses with that defense in terms of who they played with their splits. So, I mean, look, if they were to make the postseason, I think what this game showed me about both teams is that both of them probably aren't going very far in the playoffs, whoever comes out of the division, because I think both teams have weaknesses they need to work on. And, you know, you are going to be playing those top-tier quarterbacks in the playoffs. It's either you're going to be playing a top-tier quarterback or a top-tier defense, maybe both, in the playoffs, whoever you play. And, you know, for Baltimore right now, they've shown the trend has been that, you know, against younger quarterbacks, inexperienced guys, they're going to get the job done. That's kind of been what they do. But, you know, I guess the guys who have been there and done that, they haven't really performed.
He is Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens wire. Ravens four games left in the regular season, trying to extend into the postseason. Not looking all that strong right now, but what's happening on the Ravens wire, Kevin, as we're in the final few weeks of this regular campaign?
Yeah, it's looking ahead to Cincinnati. I mean, that's all you can do at this point, right? I mean, you have to look ahead and looking at who could be available and not, especially on the Cincy side. Already Trey Hendrickson ruled out in this one, and maybe Diggins not going to play as well. So looking to see for the Ravens, if they can get back on track, because they need it in a bad way. So looking ahead and talking about Baltimore's schedule, matchups, and a lot more.
Kevin, appreciate the time. As always, enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. You too, guys. Thanks so much.
There's Kevin Allstreich, everybody. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around. What happened in the world of sports last night? We'll get into that, and then we'll talk about what happened historically on this date, December the 9th. Two good things. That's why we bring them up. And then it's Notes from the North. Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Richard Skinner, WKRC in Cincinnati. And then Chris Easterling from the Akron Beacon Journal. Talk about the division, which right now is led by the Pittsburgh Steelers. For now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Last night, as you heard on 105.7 The Fan, Chargers beat the Eagles 22-19. Justin Herbert was 12-26, a touchdown through a pick. Dicker, the kicker, kicked a field goal that sent it into overtime, and then he kicked a 54-yarder. To win the game. But you mentioned the officiating, the touchdown that wasn't to A.J. Brown. Jalen Hurts, and you heard during Nolan's update, he threw four picks. He threw a pick They force a fumble. He recovers, fumbles again. He had two turnovers in one play before they blew the whistle. Saquon Barkley had his best game in a long, long time. Over 122 yards for the Philadelphia Eagles. If that game was in Philadelphia, they would have booed them for 60 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the offensive struggles, for sure. And for the Chargers, you know, you did your dirty dozen and you have them in there. Same with Philadelphia. But, you know, the Chargers still kind of breathing down Denver's necks in the AFC West. I don't know. The word chargering used to be a bad thing. Maybe chargering nowadays could be a good thing.
Yeah, and Bob, when you look at it, I mean, Denver's got Green Bay this week. So, you know, if Denver were to lose to Green Bay, or Chargers are at Kansas City too, so they could pick up a game there.
So Philadelphia, their season-long struggles, it's 2-3 years ago. They made the Super Bowl. Then the next year they started 10-1, then flatlined. Easily dismissed. They've been to back-to-back Super Bowls and won last year, but they lost coordinators. And we're seeing the effects of it. And I did see last week when I was off where the OC's house got egged.
Yes.
Which reminded me of the late, great Jacoby Jones telling me the story when he played for Houston when the Texans lost to the Ravens in the playoffs in 2011. He fumbled a punt. I think he fumbled twice in that game. And he came home and said, my house was shiny. He didn't know that it was yoked by eggs. So if there's a line that gets crossed, I mean, how do you even find out where the dude lives? I mean, you're going way beyond the fandom. Like a sociopath now. And I get it. You know, the offense is boring, and A.J. Brown's been in the whammy lance for a couple of years now. But, you know, there's a line that gets crossed in a big, big way. And if you're throwing stuff at the guy's house, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah, that's a little over the top because hey, he's got kids and stuff too, you know? I mean,
it's a football game.
Yeah.
For crying out loud. Now, granted, you know, you spent a lot of money invested in your team with the merchandise and the season tickets or whatever it is, buying the Sunday package. But professionally, if you think he sucks, send a letter to the coach or, you know, boo at the stadium. But to go to the man literally where he lives to defile his property? Nah.
Bob, I would say this. The worst obnoxious fans of being in all the stadiums, it's Philly. You know, I think Philly is the worst.
Yeah, the old vet.
The old vet.
They
absolutely
were brutal.
Yes.
But, hey, I guess winning Super Bowls and going being one of the more successful teams isn't good enough any longer. Last night in the NBA, it's the whip around, by the way, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Spurs beat the Pelicans, 135-132, but Baltimore's own. Derrick Queen, remember, from Baltimore, that's why. Oh, he went full-on Baltimore last night, a losing effort.
Spurs by one. Queen beating Cornette, gets there.
I tell you what, man, that young man is growing up today.
That's Gulf Coast Sports Network. Derrick Queen, 33 points, 10 boards, 10 assists, 4 blocks. First rookie this year to have a triple-double. First rookie center to ever have a 30-point triple-double. He was the victim of circumstance because Joe Dumars made a terrible trade on draft night. I mean, they're going to be the third worst team now, I believe, behind the Wizards and Indiana, even though I think the Pacers won last night. So they don't even have their first-round pick because they made the trade. Then they drafted Derrick Queen. Then he broke his wrist, remember? He had a hand problem.
Yeah.
But right now, he's one of the leading candidates for Rookie of the Year, and rightfully so. Now, Dylan Harper, who was one of the top picks in the draft out of Rutgers, who Derrick Queen said after the game, they played against each other last year. In college, he had 22. So the Pelicans lose 135-132. But Derrick Queen is far exceeding anyone's wildest expect. Even Nikola Jokic said this guy's got unlimited skills. And once he gets that perimeter game down, watch out for Derrick Queen. This day in sports history, a couple of tidbits for you real quick. Today's December 9th, 1965. The Cincinnati Reds traded Frank Robinson to the Orioles. Vermeil Pappas, Jack Bolchin, and Dick Simpson. Bill Pappas was the starting pitcher for the American League All-Star team in 65. But Frank Robinson came over. Bill DeWitt, the GM of the Reds, called him an old 30. Played 6 years for the Orioles. They went to the World Series four times and won two of them. And his first year in Baltimore, he won the Triple Crown. So Frank Robinson officially became an Oriole 60 years ago today. And on this day in college hoops, 2001, Cole Fieldhouse, third-ranked Maryland, beat Detroit 79-54. Lonnie Baxter, 17-7. Taj Holden at 14. Steve Blake had 8 assists as the eventual national champs handled their business against Detroit Mercy. We'll come back, travel around the AFC North. Notes from the North will go to Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Cleveland. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057 and hear more from John Harbaugh. Harbs he met with the media. What did he say? Stick around. You'll find out at News from the Nest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
We do it every Tuesday. We bounce around the AFC North. It's Notes from the North. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass. All of our guests are brought to you by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. Let's start in Pittsburgh with the first place Steelers from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Let's welcome back to the show Ray Fittipaldo. And Ray, nice win by the Steelers. Officiating, you know, it has been a talking point, as you would imagine, here in Baltimore. But we get a lot of people want John Harbaugh fired. And have been for years, even when they go to championship games. Yeah. What's the fan response to Mike Tomlin here, who's never had a losing record, but have some Steelers fans grow tired of whatever his air quotes act may be?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the game before he went on and helped the Steelers beat the Ravens, there were fire Tomlin chants when they got their doors blown off by the Buffalo Bills at home. I mean, that was only 7 days earlier. So, I mean, this game against the Ravens certainly takes some pressure off Tomlin going into this Monday night game against the Dolphins. That could have been a bad situation if the Steelers had lost 6 of 8 going into that game, you know, with the fans and all that. So, I mean, in the end, guys, it's all going to depend on whether this team gets to the playoffs. And as you know, right now they're in the driver's seat. I think they're, you know, their chances of making the playoffs are right around 67%, while the Ravens are hovering around 30%. So as long as the Steelers keep winning, they're going to be in the playoffs, and all this talk about Tomlin is going to go by the wayside.
Ray, what's the concern level of the run defense in Pittsburgh, especially the last 2 weeks, and then you got A-Chain, you know, in Miami coming in on Monday night?
And then you got Gibbs in the Lions the week after, so it could be disastrous for that run defense. I mean, like, they've given up, like, almost 500 yards in the last two games. I mean, it's just – it's really bad right now. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, though. It just felt different when the Ravens beat them in the playoffs. It felt like they were physically dominated in that game. I thought they made Henry earn his yards. He only had, like, 3.8 per carry. Like, Henry didn't dominate him the way they did in the playoff game. So – it felt a little bit different for me, but listen, in the end, when you look at the stats, 217-34, you're not going to win many football games when you get outrushed like that, but the Steelers found a way to do it on Sunday.
Now, Ray, what are the odds that Aaron Rodgers can stack some games like he did against the Ravens?
Well, he did like the fact that Adam Thielen and Marquez Valdes-Scantling were in the lineup for the first time. He mentioned their professionalism, and he just thought their presence on the field, being on the details, knowing their assignments, was really big for that offense. And, you know, he threw for a season-high 284 yards, so I'm not going to discount what Aaron said. No, that's not good news for a young guy like Roman Wilson or a guy like Calvin Austin, who were the number two and number three receivers previously, but, you know, Aaron liked what he saw out of those guys on Sunday, and, you know, we'll see if they can keep it going. I was really surprised that the Ravens played the Steelers the way they did. The Steelers have seen two deep safety looks all season, and just talking to Aaron and DK Metcalf after the game, they were shocked that DK was in single coverage as much as he was on Sunday.
Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, we appreciate the time as always. If we don't talk to you before then, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and your family.
Same to you guys. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Ray.
There's Ray Fittipaldo talking about the first place Pittsburgh Steelers. Now let's go to Cincinnati, WKRC. Let's welcome back to the show, 88.1057 The Fan, Richard Skinner. And Richard, we appreciate the time as always. And it looked like Cincinnati was about to stun the Bills yet again. Did not happen. What was the deflation level in the locker room in the aftermath of that tough loss?
Yeah, it was not as much in the locker room as it was just hearing from Joe Burrow, who is just the ultimate competitive guy, and he still is to a degree. But when he talked after the game about the way the season has unfolded, the way that game unfolded and where it's kind of put them, he just simply said, well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. He said it twice. And it was almost like he's resigned himself to the fact that, you know, I can't even lift us out of the abyss. And I think that's a tough spot to be. Obviously, mathematically, they still have a chance. Realistically, they don't. And I think that realization hit Joe Burrow hardest of all, perhaps.
Now, the odds on Higgins playing Sunday is what?
I can't imagine it's very high. I mean, he didn't play the game before last because of the concussion, because he was in protocol. He didn't completely clear protocol until the Friday walkthrough before this game. And then I'll be honest with you guys. I mean, the first, he landed twice hard on his head. The first one was on a sideline juggling catch, and he landed the back of his head hard, almost like he did in New England. And I thought for all the world when he went in the blue medical tent, we won't see him again. And we did. There's obviously been some, you know, kind of an investigation behind that. The independent neurologist cleared him twice. It's not a Bengals decision. It's a league decision. So you can't pin the blame on the Bengals. But, man, I don't know how in the heck he went back in there. Maybe he fooled them. But, yeah, to your point, I just don't see him being able to play this weekend.
Now, Richard, are you seeing an improvement from the defense?
Sure. incrementally. They've had their moments. I mean, I'll be honest, that was kind of the story going into this game. The first three games after the bye, the defense itself gave up 20 points, 19 points, and 14 points. Now, there were some defensive touchdowns scored in there that go against their numbers. They've been better against the run. They've been more physical against the run. They were missing less tackles. And then came Sunday where they couldn't tackle, and they can't cover tight ends, and that's a real issue. I mean, they're the worst in the league at covering tight ends. And I asked Zach Taylor in his press conference yesterday, you know, what can be done to fix this? And it wasn't really a great definitive answer. I think some of it lies with the fact you have two rookie linebackers who still run around a lot of times like chickens with their heads chopped off and get sometimes too much depth, sometimes not enough depth. And then the safeties behind them, I mean, those are the guys, the safeties and linebackers cover tight ends. The safeties, Geno Stone and Jordan Battle, aren't very good. And I think that kind of adds to the mix of why tight ends have really owned the Bengals this season. Tight ends and checkdowns or running backs have just killed this defense.
Richard Skinner, WKRC Cincinnati. Richard, real quick, Ravens are 2.5-point favorites. Do the Bengals need any bulletin board stuff where it's a division game? And they are like, what, 2 weeks away from pulling the Ravens' pants down and spanking that hiney on Thanksgiving night?
I just the way the Ravens are playing right now is mystifying. I'm sure it is to you guys, too. And you know, Lamar just doesn't look right. I the Bengals played really well against Buffalo. I think they're going to continue that trend of playing well to close out the season. I think it's going to be too little too late, but I think they get the job done this weekend.
Richard Skinner, WKRC Cincinnati. Richard, appreciate the time. If we don't talk to you, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family.
Same to you guys. Take care.
There's Richard Skinner, everybody. Bengals host the Ravens coming up Sunday. Now let's go to Cleveland. Talk about the Browns from the Akron Beacon Journal. Let's welcome back to the program Chris Easterling. And Chris, I'm going to ask the question. I'm sure Kevin Stefanski's, well, he has already answered it 1,000 times. What the hell were they thinking on the 2-point conversion after Shedora drove them down there, put them within 2 points there?
We're not quite sure what the play was. You ask a different person, you get a different answer. But you know, that had worked for them before. They've run, you know, Quinshon out of that direct snap, quad cat, whatever you want to call it, formation, and they'd been highly effective for it. So I think, you know, they had missed on the first one. So you know, that was play two on their list of 2-point plays, and they were going to run it, and they Browns it up. I mean, I guess the best way to say it is they did what the Browns do in those situations. They tripped over themselves.
Hey, Chris, what happened to the run defense? Pollard ran all over them.
Well, I wonder, part of it was they thought, one credit to the Titans, they stuck to a game plan that they weren't going to let Myles Garrett and that defensive line, you know, wreck their rookie quarterback. And it was mystifying, because this is a team that, I mean, you guys saw in Baltimore, you know, they did a good job on Derrick Henry. I know he had both games, really. I know he had, his numbers were decent the second time around, but, I mean, they typically do a decent job on Derrick Henry. It was baffling. It was almost like they were so committed to rushing the passer, making life miserable for Cam Ward, that they forgot that, you know, they've got this, you know, Tony Pollard's a really good running back. He's had a really good career in the NFL, and he certainly exposed them, exposed the gaps that they opened up while trying to, you know, trying to rush the passer.
Now, what's the fan base, the teammates, and everybody feel about Shedeur being named the starter for the rest of the time too?
I think they're very excited. Definitely an excitement. Definitely, I would dare to say that these next four games are the impact they could have on the future of this franchise. I don't think can be understated, because or overstated, because if you can see out of Shador these next four games against some quality opponents that, hey, we might have something here. We might really have, for once in nearly three decades, an answer at the quarterback position, then it changes your whole offseason plan. You can go, you can attack other areas of weakness, put talent around them, and you suddenly jumpstart where, you know, where this team could be 26, 27, 28. If Shador shows you what they what I think you saw glimpses of against Tennessee.
Chris Easterling, Akron Beacon Journal, talking about the Browns. Chris, we appreciate your time. As we say, if we haven't, if we don't talk to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family, and good luck to the Browns because the Ravens are done with them. They got their own problems going on around here.
Same to you guys.
There's Chris Easterling, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program for you, take a couple phone calls. News from the Nest coming up at noon. You can join us through that as well. Buy or sell. Where's the Turn It Up Tuesday money? And we'll talk winter meetings. Major League Baseball, Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. Get some Oriole talk with him. Two free agent, big name, big ticket items have come to they've signed new deals. One's staying put, the other one's found a new home. In a big way, Jacob Calvin-Meyer going to be joining us from the winter meetings. Kyle Schwarber staying in Philly. Edwin Diaz leaving the Mets for the Dodgers. Have fun with that. Devin Williams taking over now as the closer after kind of crapping himself with the Yankees. Dolan, before we get to the phone calls, you want to say hi to the people? I haven't really spoken to you much.
No, I won't waste too much time here. We got a loaded phone bank here. I mean, for anyone that was holding out hope that Kyle Schwarber would come to Baltimore, I'm sure his name was linked here. The Orioles were in on him as well.
Been linked to everybody.
Me personally, I always felt like he would go back to Philly, that they would make the strongest push, and him being used to playing there and having so much success there, them being a perennial contender, that he would just keep it easy and stay there. But you test the open market. Now, if the Orioles were serious about him, maybe they pivot a little bit. Talking to Pete Alonso today. He's going to the winter meetings to talk to the Orioles, so we'll see.
Yeah, driving in himself, as a matter of fact. Pirates offered Schwarbsy four for $1.20, and he took five for $1.50 to stay in Philadelphia. I thought the Reds would make more of a play, since, you know, he's Cincinnati guy and all
right.
That good stuff. But whatever. Not our money. All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 takes us to Calvin in Baltimore. Calvin, thanks for holding out. How are you feeling today?
Vinny, how you guys doing today?
Doing wonderful, right. Calvin.
Okay, I was listening. You know, I was chuckling a little bit because I was listening to that guy from the Pittsburgh Gazette. The Steelers are garbage. Rogers, oh, he's the second coming of Johnny U. You know, those referees. Okay, Bob and Vinny, I've been following football since 1960. 65 years, I was only 8 years old. And I'm not one to complain about officiating. But that thing was horrible. And this rules committee... Damian Woody on First Take yesterday, he said it all, you know, about their likely thing and you know, just a whole lot of, and Rogers, they're trying to make Rogers out of Jerry Rice. Oh, he held on. He went down. He held on the ball. They're making this thing with the, you know, in the end zone, you know, with these touchdowns. Bob and Vinny, they're changing this thing. They're making this thing from simple arithmetic to trigonometry, and then from elementary school to Harvard Law School. That was the worst that I've ever seen. Now, Bob and Vinny, the only thing, Rashad Bateman, I love that guy. He's very professional. He don't give you all the dramatics. He dropped that play in the flat. There was a blown coverage, you know, on the left side of the rim. But other than that, man, these guys, they played real, real good. I mean, you know, like I said, that was a very, very winnable game. And so, you know, Bob and Vinny, they really got their work cut out for them. I'm still behind these guys, the Harbaugh, the Lamar Jackson thing. I'm still behind these guys. But like I said, man, those officials, they were horrible. It's almost like Bob and Vinny, and I'm gone. They done made this football out of a newborn baby. Oh, hold the baby. Don't drop the baby. Don't do this. Don't do that. That's disgusting, and the Ravens were certainly robbed, but I'm still with them. And Bob and Vinny, I'm with you guys. You guys are the best, and you guys, you and your lovely family, have a great, great, safe holiday.
Thank you, Calvin. Thank you very much. Hey, look, DeAndre Hopkins, who's been in the league 13 years, said, I don't even know what a catch is anymore.
Yeah.
And what does he do for a living? Catches footballs.
going to the Hall of Fame, probably.
Yeah, come on, man. Let's go to Kevin in Seattle. Kevin, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Not to continue to harp on this issue, because obviously we've heard about it ad infinitum, but I just, when it goes to New York, after it's been made, the call has been made on the field by the refs, it goes to New York, and essentially that's the challenge. So there can't be any more challenges. Once it goes to New York, too bad. We say it isn't a catch. Game over. You're screwed, basically. And don't you guys think the league, in situations like that, don't you think they should be required to cite in the rule the specific clause or clauses that supports their case for reversing a call like that? Because if you look at the actual rule, there is nothing in that rule that talks about a third step. It just doesn't exist. It's ridiculous. Yeah. So tell me, I just would be curious your thoughts on that.
Well, I think that's probably Kevin. Why Harb said, the stuff he got back from the league was muddy, which means he got nothing clear.
But we were talking about it yesterday. Isn't it supposed to be indisputable evidence to overturn the call on the field?
Yeah, the thing that I don't get is everybody on the field said touchdown. Everybody in New York said no, and they overruled them, and they didn't even go to a replay. It was just bam, bam. It was, what you said. Hey, it doesn't matter what you guys say.
Yeah, and the mics weren't working. Yeah. The whole thing turned out to be an absolute disaster for the Ravens. But now you move forward and take it on Cincinnati. 2.5-point favorites coming up on Sunday afternoon. If you're on the phones, you're next. You're going to join us, News from the Nest style, buy or sell. Let's count that Turn It Up Tuesday money. Hopefully we'll go to the winter meetings with Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Vinny's Feeble Five, who are the five worst teams in the NFL through 14 weeks. And longtime NFL writer Jason Cole. Get his thoughts on the officiating. The poor officiating. They've got replay assist and still can't get it right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.